energy around dance right now, obviously, like Black Swan, I actually felt and liked the fact that he went this total, Aronofsky, went to the other side of it, because it can get that dark, but not that dark, you know what I mean? But I like that he kind of took it into this place. But we don't even think about a dance like that, but yes, there is that sort of that psychological, you know, going back and forth. I've seen certain dancers have this sort of, when they're really entrenched in their characters, they can go left. Like some dancers, lead dancers, they get very quiet and they have to do big premieres and things like that, and they're talking to themselves and all of it. I've seen it because I've done it, so I know it's super important, because you have to kind of go in and be and exist in your zone. But there are a few movies that are, you know, coming through the pipe right now that are touching upon a lot of, you know, things within the dance world and the outside the dance world and the real world, that there's this wonderful interconnection. There's a wonderful movie that's coming up, High Strung, that I just saw, and I was like, wow, this is nice too. That we're all having this dialogue with great dancing, no body doubles, you know, have some heart, and let's really speak to what speaks to people. And people love dance. From what I gathered from this movie, when they watch All to Rise, speaking with the audience, they're just like, wow, I just love the fact that it feels real and you're having an experience with you. So to me, I'm all good. I'm hopeful that we can see much more films like this that garner not only dance, but music and voice